In the depths of an imposing valley was Clump Street. It was the most ordinary of streets. There were no trees. In fact, little greenery to speak of at all, aside from the thousands of creeping weeds that flourished in the pavement cracks and gutters. And the sky was grey for 11 months of the year, as were most of the people. That's enough! I said enough! Another word and we'll all be here till 5 o'clock if you're not careful. Oh, nothing to me, is it? Oh no, I've got all the time in the world. Do you know, I didn't even get to the end of the corridor before there was such a din in here that all the other teachers started opening up the doors as much to say what the hell is going on. There's somebody talking now.
Sometimes, I wonder if I'd been the one that went for the coffee and not Leslie, maybe my life would have been much less interesting and certainly much less dangerous.
In the land of the bumbly-boo, the people are red, white and blue. They never blow noses or ever wear closes. What a sensible thing to do. In the land of the bumbly-boo, you can buy lemon pie at the zoo. They give away foxes in little pink boxes and bottles of dandelion stew.